very first places they landed, actually, Christopher Columbus himself landed in St. Kitts in 1493. So, yeah, the first French and English colonies of the Caribbean, sometimes called the mother colony of the West Indies for that reason. St. Kitts and Nevis are infamously known as the smallest nation in the Americas and also the least populous. So only about 50,000 people on these two islands, the majority on St. Kitts, sometimes more formally known as St. Christopher Island. And that's got about 40,000 people, whereas Nevis, the little bro to the southeast, only about 10,000 humans there. And if you look at them on a map, it actually looks like they used to be one island, but have been separated by water over time. So they're very close together, only a little channel separating the two. And yes, Caribbean music is always wonderful. I'm always excited to visit a new nation. And St. Kitts and Nevis has been independent since 1983, formerly a British colony. So they just last year celebrated their 30 years of independence. And most of the modern music is very Caribbean sounding, as you can imagine. Lots of calypso, soca, some very fast rhythms. Almost all the music now seems to be very, very danceable. And, you know, I searched for old folk music from the pre-independence era, but really hard to find, although I did find this one track it was a field recording by Alan Lomax, the great musicologist, field recorder, and man, it seems this fellow has gone to every single nation on the planet and made field recordings of ancient folk music. So this is a track not credited to any musicians. It is simply called Good Morning, This Is Christmas Morning. So, yeah, much of the Caribbean is Catholic, is Christian. So, yeah, lots of missionaries spreading Christianity around the Caribbean. And by the way, the great majority of people, over 90% of the people in St. Kitts and Nevis are of West African ancestry during the slave trade. Many of them were brought over there, and since then, many more have arrived. So, very African, big African influence on the music of St. Kitts and Nevis. And the capital, Basse-Terre, you'll hear some music from there. You'll also hear some music from Nevis as well. So yes, tried to find the most variety I could. Some reggae, some hip-hop, and yes, a lot of calypso. Trinidad and Tobago, not far off. Trinidad is the motherland of calypso music, although it does come from other styles of music from West Africa. But yeah, we're going to start off here with a little field recording from 1962. This is some folk music based on the ancient tradition that we call Christmas. So yeah, I'm sorry, Christmas is all over the place now. Can't escape it. This is not Silent Night, though. This is some Caribbean Christmas music. Welcome to St. Kitts and Nevis. Here we go.
Morning, 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 morning Hip, hip, whining and shouting, screaming and bawling.
Yeah, Ellie Matt in the G.I.'s Brass, the track Jam Back from a record called From the Island of St. Kitts. Actually, the album's called Soca Rocky Soca. And yeah, Jam Back. So that was Soca, although, you know, I feel like there's a crossover between Calypso and Soca. The track I played before that was more on the Calypso side of things. When somebody has a prefix king or mighty in front of their name, generally means it's Calypso. And the track before Jamback was King Starshield, perhaps a space traveler, or perhaps just reference to the fact that there's stars on the flag of St. Kitts and Nevis. The track was Hooray Mass, and yes, he's also from the island of St. Kitts, the much more populous of the two. And before that, a folk track recorded by Alan Lomax, the great musicologist. Track simply called Good Morning, This Is Christmas Morning. So, yeah, you expect some more Christmas Caribbean music in the time leading up to Christmas. In the episode before Christmas, I generally play some unheard Christmas songs, or at least songs that don't fit into the classic category that you'd expect. So, yes. Next, gonna play, well, just wanted to play a little excerpt to show you this these string bands that were a really popular style of folk music from the early days of St. Kitts and Nevis. So often a triangle, a little percussion instrument with this little like miniature banjo, kind of like a banjo lele, usually four stringed instruments, and these are called string bands. So one of the prominent artists, the most well-known on the islands, his name was Santoy Barrett, and he's from Nevis. And he put out a record called Generation to Generation, Nevisian Indigenous Music at its Very Best, featuring the majestic Uelians string band. And I'm just going to play a little excerpt. I could not locate a proper full-length version of this track, but here's One Love by Santoy Barrett and his crew, and then some more upbeat soca and calypso. Actually, the next number by King Arrow, a little bit of a downbeat track, at least as far as calypso goes, but still pretty darn sunny. And hopefully you'll enjoy this, especially if you're out there in the Lower Mainland where it's a little bit gray. But we had a nice weekend, so it's all good. Here's One Love. We'll be right back.
Ministers don't have no reason.
Good old calypso music of St. Kitts and Nevis. That was Hot Rod and a track called Pork for Dinner. That's right. A song about pork. And before that, a much different theme. It was King Arrow with a track called Arise about political corruption. And yeah, much different style, but the music always upbeat no matter what the subject matter. And before that, a little excerpt of a classic string band, Santoy Barrett and his string band, the track One Love. So, yeah, there's some nice classic music from St. Kitts and Nevis. And next you're going to hear another classic style of music, the Steel Pan Band. This is the Nevis Pan Ensemble, just a little live track that goes unnamed, but had to sneak in a little bit of steel pan. It's such a delight of Caribbean music. And next, after that, we're going to move on to reggae and some new hip-hop music. So, yeah, the Nevis Pan Ensemble, and then after that, Masoud Sadaki.